that the Orange County Peace Coalition is able to host this event featuring the NAFTA. This event, I think, is really an important one for the Orange County Peace Coalition as we approach the core of the presidential season. Now, the Orange County Peace Coalition is a nonpartisan entity, and so it might seem strange at first that we would be hosting something focusing upon party conventions. But what we're really focusing on is the right to assemble. And I don't think one needs to look far to really read headlines that there are powerful forces working very hard to take the grass out of grassroots. And as a grassroots organization, it's really important that we find out what our rights are, what limits we have, and what we could do to make sure that we always have the right to assemble, the right to speak, and the right to challenge, because that isn't a right that anyone could give to us. It's only a right that could be taken away from us. The National Lawyers Guild, I'm sure we are all familiar with, so I will keep my comments brief. I will simply point out that they have certainly been working hard since the events of September the 11th. Immediately following, they issued a State of the Union post-September 11th. They began posting things that people should know if the FBI comes knocking on one's door. And they've really been at the forefront of fighting the culture of fear. So with that, I'm happy to introduce two speakers tonight. We have Robert Myers here from the National Lawyers Guild. He's the Vice President of the National Lawyers Guild Los Angeles chapter, and he is a coordinator of its Legal Observers Program. He is a native of Orange County, is that correct?
I grew up here, yes.
Grew up in Orange County, so it's nice to have Orange County represented by a group like the National Lawyers Guild. He grew up here, he says, when there were more orange trees than people. He graduated from Cal State Fullerton, something I know about, and Loyola Law School, and his law practice focuses on civil rights. And we also have Carol Sobel. She is the regional vice president of the National Lawyers Guild and the president of the Los Angeles chapter of the National Lawyers Guild. She's also been an attorney with the ACLU for 20 some years or so. I believe Mr. Myers will be our first presenter, but let's give a nice welcome to both presenters.
Good evening. Carol and I will be jumping back and forth covering different topics tonight. It's a pleasure to be here in Orange County, where I first started residing in 1954, so that was a long time ago when there were lots of orange trees here. It is a pleasure to be at a facility of the Sisters of St. Joseph, because the first time I was arrested in 1988, I had traveled to the Nevada nuclear weapons test site, and I had not decided whether or not to get arrested for my first time. I was Santa Monica City Attorney at the time, and it was a big decision for me as a public official to get arrested. And I saw three sisters from the Sisters of St. Joseph who I knew who had were very active in serving the homeless. They founded the St. Joseph Center in Venice, and they were getting arrested for the first time, and so I decided if these sisters could get arrested for the first time, so could I, and so we crossed the line together and were arrested. So it's a pleasure to be in this facility. We're going to cover the issue of the criminalization of dissent, the suppression of free speech that has been going on in this country for a number of years. We're going to start by showing some footage from the Seattle WTO protest in the end of 1999.